Welcome to SCOTUScast, a project of the Federalist Society for Law and Public Policy Studies. Our contributors join us from around the country to bring you expert commentary on U.S. Supreme Court cases as they are argued and decisions are issued. The Federalist Society takes no position on particular legal or public policy issues. All expressions of opinion are those of the speaker.
Thank you for joining us for this post-decision episode of SCOTUScast, Hague Convention and Habitual Residence Edition. I'm your host, Grace Gotchling. On February 25th, 2020, in a vote of 9-0, the U.S. Supreme Court decided Manaski v. Taglieri, holding that a child's habitual residence under the Hague Convention on the civil aspects of international child abduction depends on the totality of the circumstances specific to the case, not on categorical requirements such as an actual agreement between parents. The Hague Convention and the federal law that implements it in the United States indicate that a parent whose child has been removed to another country in violation of that parent's custodial rights can petition in federal or state court for the return of the child to the child's country of habitual residence. The courts of that country can then resolve any underlying custody disputes. The opinion was given by Justice Ginsburg. Justice Thomas joined as to parts 1, 3, and 4 and filed an opinion concurring in part and concurring in the judgment. Justice Alito filed an opinion concurring in part and concurring in the judgment. And now, to discuss the case, we have Margaret Reisner, Professor of Law at Indiana University Robert H. McKinney School of Law.
Michelle Manaski from Ohio met Italian citizen Domenico Taglieri while he was in graduate school at the University of Illinois. They started dating and married in 2011. 2 years later, in 2013, they relocated to Italy, where they both found work. Manaski alleged that her husband was abusive, but he denied it. She eventually became pregnant with their daughter, and they made plans for the child to live with them in Italy. However, shortly after the child's birth in 2015, Manaski wanted a divorce and to return to the United States. Following another heated argument between the spouses, Manaski moved into an Italian shelter house with the daughter. When the child was 2 months old, Manaski left the shelter house in Italy and moved back in with her parents in Ohio. The father of the child, Taglieri, filed a claim in a federal Ohio court under the 1980 Hague Abduction Convention seeking the child's return to Italy. Under this treaty, signatory nations, including the United States, must return abducted children to their countries of habitual residence, and that is where the child custody proceedings will be held. The federal Ohio District Court ordered the child's return to Italy, agreeing with the father that the child's habitual residence was Italy, even though she had lived in Italy for only 2 months before being moved to Ohio by her mother. The district court concluded that the parents' shared intent was for their daughter to live in Italy. While the mother appealed, the child, who was then 2 years old, traveled back to Italy. The Sixth Circuit affirmed the district court. The question then for the U.S. Supreme Court was whether an agreement between parents is necessary to establish a child's habitual residence when an infant is too young to acclimate to her surroundings, which would otherwise generally determine the child's habitual residence. The U.S. Supreme Court decided that such parental agreement was not necessary and that instead a child's habitual residence depends on the specific circumstances of each particular case, such as whether the parents have made their home in a particular place. Thus, the determination of a child's habitual residence for purposes of the Hague Abduction Convention depends on a totality of the circumstances analysis. So, while the intentions and circumstances of caregiving parents of very young children are relevant considerations, no single fact is going to be dispositive across all cases. The U.S. Supreme Court reached this decision based on its interpretation of the Hague Abduction Convention and the Convention's explanatory report, because the Hague Convention's text does not define the term habitual residence. As to the second point on appeal, resolving a circuit split, the U.S. Supreme Court also held that district court's habitual residence determination should be reviewed for clear error. Based on the facts of this case, the U.S. Supreme Court affirmed the lower courts and sided with the Italian father, ending litigation that lasted over 4 years. The daughter is now 5 years old and has lived most of her life in Italy, where she remains. This is the fourth U.S. Supreme Court decision in the last decade on international child abduction. This is not surprising given the divorce rate and the increase in the cross-national marriage rate.
Thank you for listening to this episode of SCOTUSCast. SCOTUSCast is a project of the Federalist Society, a not-for-profit educational organization of conservative and libertarian law students, law professors, and lawyers, founded upon the principles that the state exists to preserve freedom, that the separation of governmental powers is central to our Constitution, and that it is emphatically the province and duty of the judiciary to say what the law is, not what it should be. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast series, including SCOTUSCast and Practice Group Podcasts, on iTunes or Google Play. For an archive of past podcasts, as well as audio and video of past Federalist Society events, please visit our website at fedsoc.org/multimedia. That's fedsoc.org/multimedia.
This has been a FedSoc audio production.